local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 6:05, FM Talk 106.5. Sean Dalton, Kelly Doctorville, Kane with traffic. We're all here. Glad you're here as well. Kate, you want to be first? Let's go.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers are clear. Been a good ride so far across the Bayway and the Causeway. If you're traveling northbound 65 from Pritchard, Chickasaw to Saraland, we've had light traffic and no new wrecks in roadways. Happy fall, y'all, and welcome back to Market in the Park every Saturday from October 12th through November 23rd from 7:30 in the morning till noon at Cathedral Square. It's the city's favorite certified Alabama farmer's market. Get details at special events, Mobile. .org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect sunny skies today. Will be hot with temperatures in the mid-90s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny and hot again with afternoon readings in the mid-90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Caps, lids, hats. Call them what you want. If you own a small business, you wear a lot of them. Like the scheduling hat, the cash flow hat, and the did I remember to lock up hat? Fortunately, Trustmark helps you focus on leaving your mark with online banking, remote deposits, ACH alerts, card services, and more. Which means you can take off some of those other hats and put on the captain's hat. You know, because that's what the fearless leader wears. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
If you're talking about it,
they're not doing anything.
There should be a law against that.
We're talking about it.
While unemployment has dropped, so have wages.
It's Talk Southern Style on FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings on this Wednesday. Glad to have you here. Also, a funeral today for former AL1 Congressman Jack Edwards. More details on that coming up in just a little bit. Plus, Mobile's messy legal dispute continues. By the way, if you were wondering what's up between the council and the mayor, it's $120,000 we're in on legal fees now.
Is that all?
Yeah, that's it, that we the people are paying for. And we're operating off last year's budget. You know, we're in the new fiscal year, but because of this lawsuit, we're working off last year, so we're not in the new budget for the city, and they have a hearing on October 18th, and that's just the start of it. Give you details on that coming up. Plus, a countdown has begun for the Star ID requirement, a new ID for Alabama. I think this is my year to renew my driver's license, so I win on this one. We'll talk more about that coming up.
Yeah, and don't forget the countdown on for Columbus Day. We're now less than 2 weeks away. It gets here before you know it.
Next thing you know, you wake up, and it's Columbus Day. 2 weeks?
Less than 2 weeks.
All the shopping I have to do. All right, sitting at 76 now, another hot day on the way. More details from staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams coming up at around 6:35. Right now, Kelly's got our headlines.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. New information has now surfaced about a newly appointed registrar in Hale County because she was charged with voter fraud and pleaded guilty to a misdemeanor 10 years ago. And now the Secretary of State is investigating this matter. Just last week, Governor Kay Ivey appointed 79-year-old Rosie Lyles to the position. Shortly thereafter, the governor's office became aware of her conviction after the appointment and then notified Secretary of State John Merrill. A background check was not done before the appointment, according to the governor's office, because those background checks are not typically done for registrar appointments. Back in 2007, Lyles was charged with 4 felony counts of absentee voter fraud and 1 felony count of possession of a forged instrument. She pleaded guilty to 1 misdemeanor count of possession of a forged instrument in a case in 2009. The felony voter fraud charges were dismissed. The Secretary of State says his office can remove a registrar for cause, but said it appears that Lyles is qualified to serve as a registrar because the conviction was not a felony. As for Lyles, when she was asked why voters should trust her, she said, quote, because I'm a trustworthy person. News out of Baldwin County, a cyclist has died after being hit Tuesday afternoon on County Road 54 near County Road 49 just north of Silver Hill. The victim has been identified as Luis Ramirez Basillo of Daphne. He was 51 years old. State troopers confirmed the crash happened at 7:30 a.m. That's when Basillo was traveling east when he was hit from behind by 38-year-old Audrey Seal of Loxley. Seal was not injured in the accident. Basillo was airlifted to University Hospital here in Mobile in critical condition. He died a few hours later. Alabama State Troopers continue to investigate this case at this hour. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Bring a little nature indoors to your office. Plants improve productivity and attendance by making a more pleasant working atmosphere, and they actually help filter the air. Carpets, drapes, new paint, and all kinds of furnishings can contain harmful chemicals that can cause headaches, burning eyes, and sinus problems. Nature Indoors will help you solve those problems by bringing a little nature indoors. Beautiful plants and a well-trained professional staff. Call Nature Indoors 649-7733. Bring a little nature indoors to your office. 649-7733.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A frightening attack on a 9-year-old girl in Mobile. 27-year-old Gerald King is charged with kidnapping the child at the in-town suites in Tillman's Corner last week. The child's parents say she got off the elevator on the wrong floor when she was grabbed by the man. As her attacker tried to cover her mouth, she bit him and managed to get away. An electrical fire destroyed the home of a mother and her three kids. The fire happened Tuesday on Fowler Avenue in Ensley. Mary Shannon and her children were not at home when the fire started, but their 6-month-old dog was. The dog died in the fire. A former Alabama congressman will be laid to rest today. Congressman Jack Edwards served Alabama's 1st Congressional District for 20 years. Today, friends and family will pay their respects in his hometown of Fairhope. And beginning next year, you'll need more than a driver's license to fly in the U.S. You'll need either a passport or a star ID. A new ID will also be required to enter some government buildings. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG.
I've been telling you about Harry's for a long time. This is like Harry's meets history. Shaving history. Pointed this out. The humans have been shaving for 5,000 years. From flint tools to shark's teeth to the first copper razor, we always knew that a great shave came down to simple, sharp, durable blades. The ancient Greeks didn't need the flex balls or heated handles, so nor do you. The folks at Harry's want to give you what you want, and that is a great shave. Get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping when you use our code MOBILE at harrys.com. Harry's is a return to the essential. Quality, durable blades at a fair price, just $2 per blade. Here's how you get this great, great deal and join the 10 million of us that have been shaving with Harry's. You get a new customer deal. You'll get $5 off a trial set from Harry's when you use code MOBILE at harrys.com. That means you get the 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping when you use code MOBILE at harrys.com. Go to harrys.com today, use code MOBILE at checkout, and claim your offer.
If you're among the majority of people who prefer to read accurate reports of local news and sports, it's time for you to turn the page to the Call News newspaper. Follow your favorite high school sports teams. Learn more about the actions of state, county, and city leaders. The Call News, a newspaper that speaks to you and your interests. Since 1897, the Call News has reported on the issues that matter to the people of South Alabama and is considered to be one of Alabama's best weekly newspapers. The Call News can be purchased at many grocery and convenience stores in South Alabama, including Walmart, Rouse's, and Circle K. If your favorite store doesn't have it, let us know and we'll make it available. Mailed subscriptions are also available for as little as $30 per year and digital copies for even less. Call 866-5998. That's 866-5998 and get connected to the Call News.
Washington rallies to win the National League wildcard game. The Carolina Panthers place a Pro Bowler on injured reserve. And the NHL season begins tonight. Quarter after 6 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The Washington Nationals rallied to defeat the Milwaukee Brewers 4-3 in last night's National League wildcard game. Trailing 3-1 in the bottom of the 8th inning with bases loaded and 2 outs, Nationals outfielder Juan Soto hit into right field off Brewers closer Josh Hader. Milwaukee rookie outfielder Trent Grisham let the ball fumble under his glove in error, and 3 runs scored for Washington, giving the Nationals a 4-3 lead and the win a half inning later.
score two as the ball gets away from Fisherman Wright. That's going to score three runs. And the Washington Nationals have the lead. Ayotte Soto hung up. They tagged him out, but nobody in this joint cares.
That call from Ernie Johnson on TNT.
Good call.
Milwaukee got on the board early with a Yasmani Grandal two-run homer off Max Scherzer in the first inning and a solo home run from Eric Thames in the second to take a 3-0 lead. The Nationals got one back in the third inning with a solo home run from leadoff batter Trey Turner. No more runs were scored by either team until the huge three-run single from Soto in the eighth. Washington's Daniel Hudson finished the game on the mound for the Nationals, earning the save.
To center field. Robles back. Ball game. And the Washington Nationals are LA bound.
Drinks were flying everywhere. Washington fans very happy with the comeback win last night. Now the Nationals will head to Los Angeles to take on the Dodgers in the National League Division Series. Early in the year, looked like Washington had no chance of making the playoffs. In May, they were 12 games below 500. Now they're headed to the playoffs for the fifth time since 2012. The Dodgers eliminated the Nationals in the 2016 NLDS. Tonight, the Tampa Bay Rays play at the Oakland Athletics in the American League wildcard game. The teams match up very evenly. Tampa has 96 wins this year, one less than Oakland's 97. The Athletics have been dominant at home, where they're playing tonight, going 52-29. That's the fourth-best home record in the majors. But the Rays were the second-best road team in baseball this season at 48-33. The winner of tonight's game will move on to face Houston in the American League Division Series. Then tomorrow night, Atlanta hosts St. Louis in Game 1 of their National League Division Series, and L.A. hosts Washington in Game 1 of their NLDS. In NFL news, Carolina Panthers two-time Pro Bowl defensive lineman Kawan Short will miss the remainder of the season after being placed on injured reserve with a partially torn rotator cuff. Short injured his shoulder in week two against Tampa Bay. He has missed the past two games. Yesterday, the Panthers announced in a release that Short will need surgery to fix the problem. Carolina, who is 2-2 after a 16-10 win over Houston on Sunday, signed defensive lineman Brian Cox Jr. from the practice squad to fill his roster spot. Here's a new story in college football. After Auburn running back Jatarvius Boobie Whitlow scored the Tigers' first touchdown of the game in a blowout win at Mississippi State on Saturday, he was knocked out of bounds where Whitlow slid into Mississippi State mascot Jack the Bulldog.
Uh-huh.
The real one, not the human in the costume.
Yes.
The mascot's Twitter account sent a tweet Saturday night that Jack was fine. The dog did return to the sideline during the game. Now, you know who has gotten involved. PETA.
Oh, my God.
The People for Ethical Treatment of Animals sent Mississippi State School President Mark Keenum a letter urging the university to retire Jack after his blindside collision with Whitlow. Here's part of the letter. It reads, in quote, "Using vulnerable animals as mascots is a recipe for disaster. For example, at this year's Sugar Bowl, Bevo, the longhorn steer used by the University of Texas, apparently broke out of an enclosure and charged the University of Georgia's bulldog mascot, Ugga, nearly trampling him." I remember that. "Even if animals survive their stints as mascots without losing a limb or their life, it's hard to imagine that they enjoy appearing before raucous crowds." So far, no response from the school or from Jack the Bulldog.
That's assuming that all dogs are the same. There's some dogs that their dream in life is being around a bunch of people and goings on.
Yeah, and I remember I read a story about Smokey,
yes,
the Vols mascot, mm-hmm, the blue tick coonhound.
I've heard of.
And he lives a great life when he's not on the sidelines on Saturday. But they said he gets excited anytime the school's handlers come to pick him up from
because he knows.
And he's living in an amazing home the rest of the year. He has a family that he's staying with. The handlers come by and get him for whatever game or pep rally. They said he enjoys that more than just sitting around the house.
Yes. Now, there are some dogs that are, like, panic-stricken and all that stuff. It wouldn't be good for them. But you get the right personality for mascot dog. Mm-hmm. They love being with the people, the human beings.
And believe it or not, there are tryouts. They're not putting a dog out there that doesn't want to be out there because it's evident. But anyway, it's PETA. So what do you expect, right? Tonight, the 2019 NHL season begins with four matchups. The defending champion St. Louis Blues will raise the Stanley Cup banner to the rafters before they take on the Washington Capitals at 7 p.m. The other three games will feature Ottawa at Toronto, Vancouver at Edmonton, and San Jose at Vegas. 20 after 6 on FM Talk 106.5. That's sports on Mobile Mornings.
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
question we ask. Something for you, PETA. Climbing up the charts this week. A call out request for PETA.
Well, the party was nice, the party was pumping. And everybody having a ball. Until the fellas start the name calling. And the girls respond to the call. I have a woman shout out.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Fresh, local, at the Langry Farm Market. With fresh produce daily straight from their farm to your table. Sneak out and catch this morning's pickings and bring home the goodness of the Baldwin County earth, rain, and sunshine. Seasonal fruits, vegetables, locally made products, dairy, shelled peas, and ready-to-cook casseroles. Allegri Farm Market helps make fresh meals easy and affordable. Just off I-10 and Daphne at Highway 181 and County Road 64. Open daily 8 to 6, Sundays 9 to 5. Fresh, local, delicious. Allegri Farm Market.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect sunny skies today. Will be hot with temperatures in the mid-90s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny and hot again with afternoon readings in the mid-90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
My name is Jennifer Adkins. I've worked in healthcare for 23 years, and I'm very selective with my own healthcare. I've chosen Sayo City Hand and Rehab for all my post-injury therapy because of their one-on-one, hands-on approach. Let Azalea City Hand and Rehab provide your physical and occupational therapy. You'll be glad you did.
Azalea City Hand and Rehab, helping heal Mobile with occupational and physical therapy since 1981. On Facebook, Twitter, or AzaleaCityRehab.com.
Hi, it's Paul Feinbaum. College football season never ends. We're your home for coast-to-coast coverage of the game you love.
Paul Feinbaum, weekdays at 2 on FM Talk 106.5.
What do basketball, choir, drama club, and marching band all have in common? They're all high school activities that offer learning opportunities not necessarily found in the classroom. They take up just a fraction of a typical Alabama high school's budget, and they go a long way to giving young people the tools they need to thrive. High school activities, they're more than extracurricular. They're extra important, too. This message presented by the Alabama High School Athletic Association and the Alabama High School Athletic Directors and Coaches Association.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pits and Tons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, accident-free conditions continue. A smooth ride from Daphne and Spanish Fort across the Bayway and the Causeway. George Wallace, Bankhead Tunnel, snow delays. It's been a good ride also all the way to the 1065 split with no wrecks in the roadways. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, you get the all-new 2019 RAV4 with 1.9% APR financing for up to 60 months plus $500 bonus cash back, model 4430. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
All right, 623 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. This segment of the show brought to you by 1-800-GOT-JUNK. That is the number. It's also the website, 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. Got junk, you need it gone. You need 1-800-GOT-JUNK. And it could be things inside your house. I think I can let the cat out of the bag. I think we're getting ready to move here in the next month and a half.
Really?
So I'm going to call Trey and say, everything in this house except for the children, well, maybe one of the... it all goes.
The dogs, huh?
Last night with the barking. Just a side note. We'll get right back to promoting my buddy Trey and 1-800-GOT-JUNK. We've had to have bark collars for the little dogs. See, my old dog, when she barks, there's a reason.
Mm-hmm.
German short hair, she barks, pay attention. She's barking for a reason. The little dogs sport bark. They bark at the other one barking, and they just bark. So they have bark collars when they go outside sometimes at night. And then children take the bark collars off the dogs, and the dogs decide at 2 o'clock in the morning to just sport bark.
Right.
I'll leave it at that. All right. So 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Like I said, you got junk, you need it gone. It could be inside your house. It could be outside your house. We've talked about that. Big stuff in the yard, storage sheds, above ground swimming pool. Maybe you have a swing set. They'll take that stuff too. Storage unit, you've been paying on it for years. You want to get rid of it? Listen, get 1-800-GOT-JUNK to come and get the junk gone. It's as easy as picking up the phone and calling 1-800-GOT-JUNK or going online to 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com, making that appointment, having them show up. They'll quote you a price. If you say yes, they get to work and do it quickly. 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Give them a call today. 625. Let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. In your health news this morning, the Alabama Department of Public Health wants you to know flu season seems to be starting even earlier than usual in the northern and east central districts of our state. That's where they're seeing, quote, significant influenza activity as being reported. Now, this is news since many of you may travel out of Mobile and Baldwin County for work and need to be in the know. So the northern district is made up of Colbert, Coleman, Franklin, Jackson, Lauderdale, Lawrence, Limestone, Madison, Marion, Marshall, Morgan, and Winston. And when it comes to the Eastern Central District, well, that includes Montgomery, Russell, Elmore, and Lee. Flu activity in the U.S. generally increases in October and November before peaking between December and February and lasting as long as May. Symptoms of the flu: be on the lookout for fever, aching muscles, chills and sweats, cough, fatigue, nasal congestion, and sore throat. Typically, that begins about 2 days after exposure. People with the flu are the most contagious in the first 3 to 4 days after their illness begins. Though children are capable of transmitting the illness for as long as a week. Thankfully, no significant flu activity is being reported in our area. No, it's not your imagination. It has been hot for a number of days, and records are being set across the state thanks to the hot temperatures hovering in the mid to upper 90s. See, temperatures are supposed to be in the low to mid 80s during this time of the year. Now, some of the high temperatures on Tuesday were near or at 20 degrees above average. Here in Mobile, we hit 97 degrees, setting a new daily record and one for the entire month, which was 95 degrees in 1904. Temperatures are expected to cool off in northern Alabama in the next day or so, and a second cold front is expected early next week with a possibility of rain. Stay tuned to Mobile Mornings as Dr. Bill will join us in a few short minutes with more details. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 627, FM Talk 106.5, and Mobile Mornings. Dr. Bill's on the way. He's got our forecast and a look at the tropics. And like Kelly intimated there, a possible cool down. Okay, not a possible. Well, it could all change, but it looks like a cool down by late in the weekend into next week. We can hold on to that good news when we talk to him coming up. News 5 right now.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. No word whether charges will be filed against a driver who hit and killed a bicyclist near Silver Hill. 51-year-old Louis Baleo of Daphne was airlifted to a hospital in Mobile, where he died on Tuesday. Investigators say he was hit from behind by a minivan as he rode eastbound on County Road 54 near County Road 49. The impact broke the windshield of the minivan. Police in Okaloosa County have arrested a church volunteer. They say he showed pornography to children. 23-year-old Alan Cohn has been charged with distributing obscene material to minors. This happened in Fort Walton Beach. Deputies say Cohn showed a 9- and 10-year-old the pornography last December. Beginning next year, you'll need more than a driver's license to fly in the U.S. You'll need either a passport or a star ID. The new ID will also be required to enter some government buildings and military bases. Alabama state officials rolled out an information campaign on Tuesday to educate travelers in the state about the changes, which take effect October 1st, 2020. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
A fine Cabernet is a drink, but not all drinks are a fine wine. A luxury sedan is a car, but not all cars are luxury sedans. There are books of literature, but not all books are literature. Legacy Oaks at Spring Hill is an apartment home community, but most apartment homes are not Legacy Oaks. See the difference for yourself at Legacy Oaks, located in the heart of Spring Hill. Secluded, yet convenient to so much. A community that will change how you view apartment homes in Mobile. Great design, spacious floor plan, attached garage, large eat-in kitchen, plus roomy bathrooms featuring jacuzzi tubs. All inside a large gated campus in the middle of Mobile, complete with amenities like pool, fitness facility, clubhouse, outdoor entertainment area, and lots of green space. Close to shopping, dining, and just minutes from I-65. 1, 2, and 3 bedrooms are available now. Take an online tour at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com or see them in person at the corner of DeRue and College just off Dolphin Street in Mobile.
Hey, my buddy Sid Sexton back in studio and talking irrigation. It's hot out there, Sid.
It's super hot. I mean, brutal hot.
And not only is it hot on we humans, it's hot on our yards, too.
Yeah, the plants, and particularly your grass, is really probably struggling right now to get enough water and run it through the system. So if you have any flaws in your irrigation system, you're going to start seeing it with hot spots, brown spots in the grass, probably around some of the edges. If it's not, the arc isn't opening up well enough. Yeah, you're going to start seeing some issues in your irrigation system if it's not running well.
I guess a lot of us think, hey, man, I got sprinklers. I got irrigation. I'm good. But we sure it's covering every part of it.
It really helps to have a technician come out and go through that. And so that's the service we provide.
Okay, so we want to do that. Have y'all come out and look at our irrigation system. Give us some ways to get in touch with you.
Well, you can find us on our social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. You can DM us there, or you can look us up online, sextonlandscapes.com.
He tried to slip by it as quickly as possible, but Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has just admitted he was on the phone call as President Trump tried to get Ukraine's president to help his re-election campaign.
As for was I on the phone call, I was on the phone call.
Pompeo speaking moments ago in a Rome news conference, also insisting there's no cover-up in his objections to State Department employees testifying before congressional committees investigating President Trump.
What we objected to was the demands that were put that are deeply violate fundamental principles of separation of powers.
North Korea has just fired another ballistic missile, a submarine launch. The jury that convicted former Dallas police officer Amber Geiger in the mistaken shooting of her neighbor returns to court this morning to consider her sentence anywhere from 5 years to life in prison. A Chicago teacher strike could be less than a week away if there isn't a last-minute deal between the union and the nation's third-largest school district. Union delegates meet today to finalize a strike date. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. Coca-Cola will be stepping into Monster Energy's arena after announcing plans to launch its energy drink in the U.S. Coca-Cola Energy will be available in January. It has already launched in 25 countries. Employee activism and outside pressure have pushed big tech companies like Amazon, Microsoft, and Google to promise to slash their carbon emissions. But the tech giants aren't cutting something else. They're growing business ties to the oil and gas industry. When Microsoft held an all-staff meeting in September, an employee asked CEO Satya Nadella if it was ethical for the company to be selling its cloud computing services to fossil fuel companies. Such partnerships, the worker told Nadella, were accelerating the oil company's greenhouse gas emissions. Nico Asset Management says Nintendo is taking the right steps to make its content available to more users by introducing a cheaper console and moving to mobile apps. Crude oil trading at $53.80 a barrel on Wall Street. Futures are in the red. And that's Your Money Now.
Michigan is one of the best places in the country to do business. But you don't have to take our word for it. Take Evan Lyles, CEO of Roush Enterprises, instead.
For the people that are involved in product development, there couldn't be more unique and exciting opportunities that are really going to shape the future of the world. It's a really exciting time to be in Michigan.
Big things are happening in business here. Find out why by searching Michigan Pure Opportunity.
Gavin McKenzie, CEO, Build McKenzie.
With more construction projects coming in, we needed to quickly hire a lead recruiter. We wanted someone who was bilingual and had 5 years of HR experience. LinkedIn Jobs matched me with many qualified applicants, but Anna Maria was the one with all the skills that we needed.
A person is hired with LinkedIn every 8 seconds. Post a job at linkedin.com/today and get $50 off your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Need a golf cart? Cart Doctor sells Yamaha and Star street legal carts. They also sell all models of used carts, even rent golf carts for football games, weddings, Halloween, Mardi Gras, and yes, golf. Need a golf cart repaired? Cart Doctor repairs all models with their own body shop and full service mechanic. Cart Doctor will pick up and deliver too. And remember, they'll custom build a cart just for you. Visit them at 5683 Highway 90 West in Theodore. Just look for the lot full of golf carts. CartDoctor.com.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 6:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
And yesterday, it was October, and it was hot again.
How hot was it? Well,
how hot was it, Dr. Bill? Please give us the bad news.
97 degrees yesterday.
Ugh.
Mm. That easily broke the record for the date, which was 92. But it also will go down as the hottest temperature ever recorded here in Mobile in the month of October. And just,
I don't like that. I don't like that at all. I'm over this, Dr. Bill.
I know we're sort of getting tired of it, and we got a few more days to go, but we will have some cooler air moving in next week. It'll start on Sunday, and then Monday we'll really feel the effects of it, and certainly Tuesday and Wednesday we'll get to enjoy sort of a touch of autumn. But in the meantime, we've got some hot weather. And by the way, the month of September, kind of interesting, normally in September we have 9 days in which we reach 90 degrees or more. This September, we had 29 days that reached 90 or more. Only one day didn't reach 90, and that was September 20th, when we had a high of 88 degrees. So that's an indication of how unusual it was for the month of September. But as for today, well, we're right on target here, about 95 or 96 degrees for this afternoon under sunny skies. Heat index anywhere from 103 to 105. Tonight, mostly clear, about 72 for the low. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny. And again, around 95 degrees. And looking ahead to Friday and the weekend, well, Friday, do it again. 95 degrees and mostly sunny. Saturday, actually, a weak front will move through. It's not going to do very much except for lower the temperature a few degrees. So Saturday will be sunny on a high of 92. Then Sunday, we start to feel the effects of an approaching cold front. And so Sunday will be partly cloudy with scattered thunderstorms, high in the upper 80s. And then showers and thunderstorms are likely on Monday with a high in the upper 80s.
Well, at least it's a change. It's weird to say the upper 80s feels nice in October, but hey, we'll take what we can get.
Well, we'll look at Tuesday when it starts to clear off. We'll see a high of about 85 degrees, so that's a lot better.
All right, Dr. Bill, what about the tropics? What are you watching there?
Still have a named storm, Lorenzo. Lorenzo is headed for the British Isles. Right now, it looks like it will produce hurricane-force winds in Ireland this weekend. Then it will turn and cross England through London and end up in Belgium in the Netherlands early next week. At the moment, it is producing swells in the North Atlantic that are reaching the east coast of the United States, eastern Canada, the northeastern islands of the Caribbean, and the coast of Europe.
Wow. Wow.
We do have a tropical wave over the western Caribbean, which will be moving toward the Yucatan and the Gulf. We don't expect anything from it at this time, but we'll continue to watch it.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back with you soon.
Okay, Sean.
Our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, and tropical weather expert exclusively here at FM Talk 106.5. I started thinking about the heat as it's been. So I went to an event last night I think it was called Pink on the Patio. I talked about this before, but I really need to give you the explanation what's going on. I'm one of the men in the American Cancer Society's Real Men Wear Pink campaign.
Yeah, cool.
Raising money for breast cancer research. And some of the stats last night on the strides that have been made against breast cancer were amazing to me. That number one, still the numbers are high. Over 4,000 women in Alabama will be diagnosed with breast cancer just this year. But the rates of success over breast cancer are up in the 90% range. And my personal connection to this, and I'll talk more about this going forward, pretty much all of us, the men that are in this Real Men Wear Pink, have some connection, and it's my mom. And my mom's a 20-year breast cancer survivor, and it's something that's very close to my heart. Cancer has been very tough to my family over the years, but I still got my mama, and she beat it all those years ago, and I'm going to do what I can to give back. So I'm one of the Real Men Wear Pink. We're raising money for breast cancer awareness. So we had this event last night at El Papi downtown, and it was supposed to be Pink on the Patio. It was pink inside because no, it was still 95 degrees or something when I pulled up there yesterday afternoon. And because we're supposed to wear pink ties and all that stuff. So I had to have 2 days now I've been made fun of for my sport coat. I have suits and sports coats. I just don't wear them all the time at work. But you had to dress up last night, which is a bad scene. I got a wedding in Birmingham this weekend. Which my nephew, I'm sure, when he scheduled this, when his fiance scheduled this, they thought it'd be nice and cool up there for that. It's going to be a sweat fest for that as well. By the way, side note, we'll talk more about this coming up and focus on it on the midday, too. I need y'all's help because we are tasked with raising a bunch of money for breast cancer research. And I think I'm not the only one that has a personal connection to the fight against breast cancer. Do your part and help us out. If you'll go to Real Men Wear Pink, ACS.org. I'll put the link up. on my Twitter feed whenever Twitter starts acting right. We also put it up on the Facebook page. But Real Men Wear Pink ACS for AmericanCancerSociety.org/South Alabama. You'll see the lineup of the candidates in this year's Real Men Wear Pink. And you can go on there. And if you go down to the, I think I'm on the last row, the Sullivans are, you click the link right there by my face. It'll go to the donate tab, and I sure appreciate your help and your donations to reach my goal to raise money for breast cancer research. So please help me out, do your part. I'll put that link up here during the day. As soon, like I said, as soon as Twitter starts acting right, there's a Twitter outage going on right now.
Yeah, TweetDeck going down.
TweetDeck is messing me up.
What an awesome cause to be involved in. That's some good stuff right there.
It's a great way to get out and meet people, do events, help. We're kind of like the very hairy version of the hairy and old version of the Azalea Trail Maids. So the American Cancer Society this month will have us out at different events to come be ambassadors, but also at the same time we're raising money for this research. So please give me a hand, help out the American Cancer Society. 641, we'll check traffic next.
Why should you call ProTint to protect your valuable assets from sun damage? Factory tinted glass on trucks and SUVs are only good for privacy purposes. The professionals at ProTint use quality ceramic films on all windows to create a much cooler interior. Ceramic films also increase durability and provide superior protection against interior damage. Plus, ceramic films are metal-free, glare-resistant, and shatter-resistant. For a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs, call ProTint 802-1234. That's 802-1234.
You know, a lot of advertisements for sales jobs are sugar-coated with all the money you could potentially make, or they're honey-dipped with opportunity. In reality, you make as much as you put into it. FM Talk 106.5 is looking for good people to be on the street representing us to local businesses while helping them with their local marketing. Experience is preferred, but we'll work with folks with a good attitude. This is Bill Roth, Director of Sales. Drop me an email to jobs@fmtalk1065.com today and we'll set up an appointment. That's jobs@fmtalk1065.com.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pits and Suns Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers are clear. Light traffic along Airport, Spring Hill and Moffitt and Dolphin at 65. Got a little bit of backup already on the causeways coming into the Eastern Shore. Beyond that, it's really been a good start coming into the Eastern Shore with no major backups or delays. The Blacksmith Experience at Daphne offers beginning blacksmithing and knife making classes. Learn to design and forge your own knife and other fun projects. Weeknight and weekend classes are available. Reserve your spot at theblacksmithexperience.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. 643 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on the way. Hey, before you go to an out-of-network ATM, tell you about the fees you're paying, the highest fees ever for out-of-network ATMs. That story on the way. Right now, Kelly has more headlines.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. The man charged with multiple counts of illegal operation of a cemetery in Pritchard has been found guilty on three counts. Cedric McMillan was found guilty of not having a health department permit, violating a cemetery moratorium, and operating the cemetery without a license. And that also includes Heritage Funeral Home and New Birth Community Church, which were also found guilty of the same crimes. There is a fine of $500 for each citation. Last June, Mobile County Sheriff's Office deputies dug up three of the graves in Heritage Memorial Garden Cemetery, and McMillan was charged with three counts of corpse abuse after detectives say the graves were not properly sealed and did not meet industry standards. In that case, it has been bound over to a grand jury. An update to a hazing story we first told you about earlier this week at Troy University. The university has just announced that all North American Interfraternity Conference fraternity pledge activities will cease until further notice. This comes after news that Troy suspended Delta Kappa Epsilon for hazing violations. Delta Kappa Epsilon is the second fraternity suspended on campus in 2 weeks. The first was Sigma Chi. According to the Montgomery Advertiser, a memo was sent out saying, quote, "The Greek system is an important part of our university, and fraternities make many positive contributions to the community through their philanthropy and service. However, we expect our Greek organizations to meet a high standard of behavior and leadership. We feel that this is an important moment to thoroughly review the new member processes of fraternities and to remind these organizations of their responsibilities to themselves and others." This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
In your line of work, every day is different. Sometimes you need big, sometimes you need small. But every time you need the best, Well, good news. Thompson Tractor has everything you need. It's your go-to source for a complete range of the absolute best equipment to purchase or to rent. From legendary Cat dozers and wheel loaders to mini excavators, skid steers, and more, Thompson Tractor has it all. You've already invested in your business. Invest in the best equipment, too. Increase your profits and reduce your downtime with Thompson Tractor and Caterpillar, the partnership that's been setting the standard in value, selection, service, and support since 1957. Just like you, we have what it takes. For specials and financing options, visit ThompsonCat.com or contact your local sales representative.
Are you worried about your retirement, losing money in the stock market, and low interest rates? Listen to Safe Investing in the New Economy, brought to you by Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne. Sundays from 4 until 5 p.m. on FM Talk 106.5.
This information update brought to you by the Carrot Patch. See all their stunning pieces on Facebook and Instagram. Then, when only the best will do, visit their beautiful showroom on Hillcrest. When you find your perfect match, come see us at the Carrot Patch.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A frightening attack on a 9-year-old girl in Mobile. 27-year-old Gerald King is charged with kidnapping the child at the in-town suites in Tillman's Corner last week. The child's parents say she got off the elevator on the wrong floor when she was grabbed by the man. As her attacker tried to cover her mouth, she bit him and managed to get away. An electrical fire destroyed the home of a mother and her three kids. The fire happened Tuesday on Fowler Avenue in Ensley. Mary Shannon and her children were not at home when the fire started, but their 6-month-old dog was. The dog died in the fire. A former Alabama congressman will be laid to rest today. Congressman Jack Edwards served Alabama's 1st Congressional District for 20 years. Today, friends and family will pay their respects in his hometown of Fairhope. And beginning next year, you'll need more than a driver's license to fly in the U.S. You'll need either a passport or a star ID. A new ID will also be required to enter some government buildings. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Look, I see a 10 point.
I see it too. I'm down to one arrow. Let's do this.
Well, be careful. It's near my truck.
It's okay. I'm a good shot. Oh, sorry, Gary.
When you bring your car into professional collision, you're in good hands. We'll be completely transparent through the whole repair process and never give you the runaround. Bring your car to any of our 7 locations. Visit us online to find out more. Professional Collision. We got this.
Washington rallies to win the National League wild card game. The Carolina Panthers place a Pro Bowler on injured reserve. And the NHL season begins tonight. 6:48 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. The Washington Nationals rallied to defeat the Milwaukee Brewers 4-3 in last night's National League wild card game, trailing 3-1 in the bottom of the 8th inning with bases loaded and 2 outs. That's basically every kid's dream when they're playing baseball in the backyard, except this was in the bottom of the 8th, not the bottom of the 9th. Nationals outfielder Juan Soto hit into right field off Brewers closer Josh Hader. Milwaukee rookie outfielder Trent Grisham let the ball fumble under his glove in an error, and 3 runs scored for Washington, giving the Nationals a 4-3 lead, and then a half inning later, the win. That tremendous call from Ernie Johnson on TNT. Milwaukee got on the board early with a Yasmani Grandal 2-run homer off Max Scherzer in the first inning, and then a solo home run from Eric Thames in the second to take a 3-0 lead. The Nationals got one back in the third inning with a solo home run from leadoff batter Trey Turner. No more runs were scored by either team until that huge 3-run single from Soto in the 8th. Washington's Daniel Hudson finished the game on the mound for the Nationals, earning the save.
To center field. Robles back. Ball game. And the Washington Nationals are LA bound.
Now Now the Nationals will head to Los Angeles, as Ernie just said, to take on the Dodgers in the National League Division Series. Early in the year, it looked like Washington had no chance of making the playoffs. In May, they were 12 games below 500. Now they're headed back to the playoffs for the fifth time since 2012. Tonight, the Tampa Bay Rays play at the Oakland Athletics in the American League wildcard game. In NFL news, Carolina Panthers two-time Pro Bowl defensive lineman Kawan Short will miss the remainder of the season after he was placed on injured reserve with a partially torn rotator cuff. Short injured the shoulder in week two against Tampa Bay and has missed the past two games. A new story in college football. After Auburn running back Jatarvius Booby Whitlow scored the Tigers' first touchdown of the game in a blowout win at Mississippi State on Saturday. Actually, it was in Auburn. He was knocked out of bounds where Whitlow slid into Mississippi State mascot Jack the Bulldog, the real mascot, not the human in a costume. Okay. The mascot's Twitter account sent a tweet Saturday night that Jack was fine and the dog returned to the sideline during the game. Now PETA has gotten involved. The People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals sent Mississippi State School President Mark Keenum a letter urging the university to retire Jack after his blindside collision with Whitlow. So far, no response from the school or from Jack the Bulldog.
I'm glad they got time for that kind of stuff.
That's PETA. All the time in the world. Tonight, the 2019 NHL season begins with four matchups. The defending champion St. Louis Blues will raise the Stanley Cup banner to the rafters before taking on the Washington Capitals at 7 o'clock. The other three games will feature the Ottawa Senators at the Toronto Maple Leafs, the Vancouver Canucks at the Edmonton Oilers, and the San Jose Sharks at the Vegas Golden Knights. 6:52, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Butch Cassidy's has happy hour Monday through Thursday from 3 until 7, featuring 2-for-1 hot wings, $2 domestic beer, and $7 for select pitchers. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pits and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers are clear. Light traffic along Airport, Spring Hill and Moffitt and Dolphin at 65. Got a little bit of backup already on the causeways you're coming in from the Eastern Shore. Beyond that, it's really been a good start coming in from the Eastern Shore with no major backups or delays. The Blacksmith Experience at Daphne offers beginning blacksmithing and knife making classes. Learn to design and forge your own knife and other fun projects. Weeknight and weekend classes are available. Reserve your spot at the Blacksmith Experience. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This information update brought to you by Forklift Hunter, specializing in forklift repair, maintenance, parts, and sales. If you're not a current Forklift Hunter customer, give us a shot. Once you see the savings, you'll never go back to the dealers. Visit ForkliftHunter.com or call 479-2270.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect sunny skies today. Will be hot with temperatures in the mid-90s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny and hot again with afternoon readings in the mid-90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. An U.S. Air Force officer has been arrested and charged with two counts of possession of obscene material. 29-year-old John Morgan is stationed in Pensacola. Last August, agents with the Florida Department of Law identified images and videos of child pornography being downloaded and shared from a home computer on Klondike Road. The images depicted children under the age of 10. Morgan was arrested Tuesday and booked into the Escambia County Jail. The Office of the State Attorney, First Judicial Circuit, will prosecute this case. If you love your college alma mater and you want the world to know it, good news, two Alabama colleges They have license plates, which are getting a new look. The Birmingham Southern College and Faulkner University license plates have been redesigned. The Birmingham Southern tag will feature the colors of black and gold, which is the college's colors, with a ginkgo leaf in the design. These trees are part of the college's landscape, and as legend tells it, that's when classes are canceled on the day these trees shed their distinctive leaves. And then the tag for Montgomery's Faulkner University features the school's eagle mascot on a white background with blue accents. Each tag costs an additional $50. Net proceeds are distributed to the general scholarship funds of both universities. The new plates will be available for purchase beginning November the 1st. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Thanks, Kelly. 655 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings, Wednesday style. Sean Dalton, of course, Kelly, Dr. Bill, Kane with traffic. Our phone number, text line 343-0106. One and the same. No charges other than whatever you might incur through your wireless provider, but no charge at our text line 343-0106. Saw this story. I thought this was a heads up, and I didn't do it, but I was in a situation where there was a temptation when I was in Washington to use an out-of-network ATM. You done this before?
I did recently, actually. I had to pull some money out.
How much did he want to charge you?
I think, like, what was it? It was pretty high. I felt like $4 or $5, something
yes.
like that.
Well, it is at new time highs, they said, for the rate. This, you know, and if you get in that situation, that's when you go, well, I really just need $20, but I'm going to get $200 out since I'm paying this much. Story from Fox Business says, the cost of the average out-of-network ATM withdrawal has reached a new record high of $4.72 a withdrawal, according to the latest Bankrate.com checking account and ATM fee study released this morning. This all-in fee, which includes the ATM surcharge, a fee that the ATM owners charge non-customers, as well as the penalty that banks charge their own customers, your bank's charging you, to make an out-of-network withdrawal, is up 33% over the last 10 years. A quote here from Greg McBride from Bankrate said, paying $5 in fees to get $50 out of the ATM is giving up 10% of your money. Hey, Greg, I can follow that math. He said, you could borrow a lot cheaper than 10%, so paying 10% to get at your own money is needless when fees could be so easily avoided by planning ahead. McBride said one bright spot to the research is the fact is over the years, fewer and fewer Americans are making out-of-network ATM withdrawals, but because the fees continue to rise, it makes up for the difference. By the way, looking around the country, who's paying the most? Houston had the highest average out-of-network ATM fee of 25 major metro areas examined, $5.58 a withdrawal in Houston.
Man.
L.A. has the lowest at $4.15. So, y'all, don't throw your money away. You know, go buy something with a debit card and then get cash back. Do that. We'll be right back.